Hello, everyone. This is Donna Lynn Lito from Donna Lynn Books. Welcome to April. We thought that it would never get here with the really cold weather, but here we are, everyone. It's been a very exciting season for me between my book signings and speaking events and the upcoming novel, Maggie's Rise, which is the sequel to The Mixing Bowl. I'm really, really excited about it. And this book is so close to my heart because I really love these characters. These characters speak to me in so many different ways. I love that it's the empowerment of women and how each journey of each generation took place in the mixing bowl. And now you get to see what Maggie's up to. And there are some unexpected twists that I think that the readers are going to be really pleased with. So I'm so excited about that. And I'm also really, really proud. And everyone knows how I love Somerville and I have such affection toward my community and living there and loving every part of that. In the mixing bowl, there's recipes from some locals and people make these treats and tell me about them. And so now I feel like the legacy of those locals now are going on to other people and it's being, you know, it keeps going forward. But here's a little secret, and I'm not going to tell you too much, but what I will reveal is some well-known restaurants in Somerville have given to me some of their recipes to put in Maggie's Rise. And I'm really excited and so, so grateful to those restaurants. And again, I'm not going to reveal who just yet. You're going to have to wait until the book is out, but I promise it's going to be something special. So as always, Somerville, I love you. Thank you for welcoming me and loving me and allowing me the opportunity to be part of this amazing community. So I am so incredibly grateful for the opportunities that I get and people helping me and sharing their knowledge and sharing their stories and their recipes with me, because I think that's what makes life so great and our stories continue and the connection between people so amazing. So I recently wrote a blog. I don't know, it was back in March to celebrate Women's History Month. And it's about women lifting up other women. And as you know, that is such a passion of mine, of us coming together and creating something and helping each other get to the next level, because there's room for all of us. And I have experienced it so much, especially in Somerville. And I like to bring that moving forward to other people. And one of the things I love is watching people pursue their dreams boldly without apology. That's one of my things I always say is I'm authentically me unapologetically. And I love when I see other women do the same. So today I have someone very special to me. It is a guest here. Her name is Jillian Waldron, and she is the founder of Really Crummy Cakes. And her tagline is messy never tasted so good. And you may have seen her across Long Island, and maybe she's going to branch out other places too. Who knows? And she shares these delicious coffee cakes and sweet creations. And she is pursuing her dream, just like Isabel and Kara and Maggie pursued their dream as bakers. I have here the beautiful Jillian. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
I'm so glad I'm here also.
I love that you're here. So tell me a little bit about the cakes that you make and what you have to offer.
Yes. So I make prepackaged individual crumb cakes. So they're each about 8 ounces, like half a pound. I have 6 different flavors right now, and I am planning to do a flavor of the month each month. So I like testing out different flavors, new creations, like you said. It's a lot of fun. I'm selling them at farmers markets currently, trying to do collaborations with people, get them in coffee shops and such. So it's a lot of fun. I love it.
Good. Well, I love the name of your
of
your company. Tell me, how'd you come up with that? It's very clever.
Thank you. You know, everyone says that.
It's
and I'm
very
like,
clever.
I really appreciate that people are appreciating it, because I always like making people laugh with stupid, funny jokes. And I don't know, I just thought it was funny. There's really no deep meaning behind it. I just thought it was a funny name, and I just said it one day and was like, huh, that's pretty funny. I think I should do that.
I love that. That's hysterical. So before you came up with the name, you had mm-hmm. to have this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through that. Like, where did it come from? How did you come up with this? Did you always want to bake? How did this begin?
Yeah, I mean, so you've known me for a very long time. Yes. You're like a second mother to me.
I appreciate that.
So I'm sure you know, I've always had a really bad sweet tooth growing up. So I kind of just learned to bake myself so I could make myself all the sweet treats that I want.
Good idea.
So I did that, and I just loved baking. I thought it was very relaxing. I'm definitely a very anxious person, so it was like a form of stress relief, I would say, for me. And I don't know, I just fell in love with it, and I've always loved the restaurant industry. I've been in the restaurant industry and hospitality for a decade now, I'd say, my whole adult life, and I've always wanted to stay in it, and I love being creative and the thought of creating something that's my own, so I thought I'd branch out and do that. Finally, I took the plunge.
That's great. And so when did you, like, decide, I'm definitely doing this? Like, what was the, it was there a defining moment where you thought, you know what, I'm actually going all in and this is what I'm going to pursue?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been thinking about it for a long time. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to be selling because I had so many different ideas. I couldn't decide on just one. So I tested a bunch of different things out. And then I would say, honestly, I went through a really tough breakup, and I feel like that was kind of the defining moment for me. I was in a long distance relationship and had thought about moving to a different state. And I know we were kind of talking about this before, but I felt like I was kind of losing myself in a sense, and I had all these dreams and aspirations, but I was kind of putting them on hold because I didn't know what was going on, and I was trying to make things work and all of that. And then we were going through a difficult time, and I was like, you know, what am I doing? I was like, I've always wanted to do this. I don't know why I'm waiting. It's like, let me do it now. I was going through that and some other personal things, and I just decided, I was like, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm just going to go for it. I had been talking about it for years and years and years. People still now are like, oh, you finally did it, because that's how long I had been talking about it. So I just decided to quit my job, go for it, and here we are. It's been officially 1 month. I've been working on it for a while, but officially 1 month.
Super. Well, yeah. First, I'm going to applaud you.
Thank
because,
you.
For everything, but also that you, like, a lot of times heartbreak and difficulty is what leads us to the next best thing. And so a lot of times when we're in dark places and you can't see the light and you're so insecure about who, what am I going to do now? That's when the greatest opportunity comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that that is part of your story, because that is so relevant to so many other people, especially
definitely.
Women, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, I know I've shared some of my story with you before, and I know many people know mine, but like in my darkest moments, that's when I began to rise.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that it was possible. I never imagined my life to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And it took really heartbreak beyond words to really make me look in the mirror and say, what do you want?
Exactly.
Who are you?
Yes.
Not putting anyone else on the table, but just who are you as a human being? And I love that you did that. And I love it even more because you learned it a lot quicker than I did. It took me a little longer to say, what am I doing?
I actually say that to people. I say, like, I'm very grateful that, I mean, obviously it was very difficult to go through.
Of course.
But I'm very grateful that I did experience that when I was so young, because I talk to people at farmers markets and I'm actually the youngest person there, I would say. And people point that out. They're like, wow, you're going to bring like a younger demographic here. Like, we're very excited about it. And I appreciate it, obviously. But then I look around, I'm like, it kind of does make me a little sad that I am the youngest person, because I wish that people would kind of just go for it. So I am very grateful that I experienced that when I was young, and I am doing it before I'm 30, you know?
Right.
So
that's really exciting, though. Yeah. That's really, like, that's something to be very proud about.
Thank you.
Is, like, to go and do it and pursue your dreams and not worry about anybody and to really put yourself on the front, you know, line and do what you want to do. So that I'm really happy for you. So
you
told me about, you know, I'm sure that that was how you started, but was there along the way, like anybody in any situation, you self-doubt, right? And so, you know, sometimes I'm writing and people could tell you all the time, oh, I'm terrible, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you have that self-doubt, the voices in your head are trying to dictate and say, am I good enough for this? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I enough? Because that's a lot of the insecurities that people hold, especially when you're leaving a relationship and you still have those voices, no matter who you are. It's just human nature. But how did you have that? It would be my first question. And how did you get through it? Or what has been your biggest challenge? Not necessarily about the paperwork and getting the ingredients right, but really like your internal believing in yourself that you are actually capable of what you're doing.
Yeah. That's a great question. Honestly, I don't know. So one of the hardest parts that is honestly very discouraging is a lot of people, especially with baking and like home baking, they like look down on it a lot, I'd say. I just had someone recently that was like, oh, how's your little cake business going? And just the wording, you know, like people, I don't think they meant it like that, but just people, I guess, don't think about what they're saying.
Right.
So I was like, oh, my little cake business is actually going very well. Thank you for asking. But I mean, things like that, it's definitely discouraging. But then I try to remind myself of how good I'm doing. Like, it's only been 1 month and I'm almost at 500 followers on Instagram,
wow,
which is pretty crazy.
That's lovely.
I've had people, I try to take the good and I really focus on that. Like, I've done, let's see, about 5 or 6 farmers markets so far. And my third one, I had someone come back and say, like, I'm so happy you're here. I saw that you're posted on Instagram that you're going to be here, and I had to come here. My girlfriend really wanted another one of your cakes. Like, she loved it last time, so she sent me back for another one. And that was, like, one moment that I was like, oh my gosh, like, people are coming back for it. It's just, so I try to focus on that and not think about how people can kind of look down on it, you know? But especially being in the restaurant industry for so long, even like my family, again, I don't think people mean it like that, but they're like, oh, so when are you gonna get a real job? Or when are you gonna, you know, like, so it's tough, but I try to remind myself I am doing a lot. People don't really understand, I'm sure you get it, people don't understand all the stuff that goes into it. Like,
oh,
you were saying, the paperwork and all that. The social media is like the hardest thing.
Agreed.
I'm 26 years old and I barely know how to use any of it.
right.
So it's a lot to keep on top of. Scheduling is very hard, but I try to just take the good parts and be like, you know what, I'm proud of myself. Little wins. I did this. Like, it's a work in progress, you know?
And I will tell you that the fails are just as important, if not more
important.
Everyone
says that, yes.
And it is, do not beat yourself up, because I have people who send me these lovely, you know, messages. Thank you, you're so motivating. And then, you know, 0 stars, hated her book, you know? And what I think when you're a creative person, people, you know, if you're not, I always say, I wish I liked math and I wanted to be an accountant or something that's like so structured.
Yes.
It's just not who I am. It doesn't sound like you're that person either. But if people knew the kind of work, like, it's 60 hours a week for about 9 months straight. And then all the work on social media. And that, to me, I don't mind writing the book. It's the promoting, the social media,
it's difficult.
The other stuff. It's a lot. It's a full-time job.
Yes. I have videos of myself that I took at home, like baking, doing all the behind the scenes, all that stuff. And I have them on my phone. And I just have not edited them all together. I'm like, oh, this is so tedious. I just don't have the energy for it. So it's all just sitting on my phone.
Right. And it has to get done, though.
Yeah,
so you have to get on that.
I do.
Is there a time where you had a pinch me moment? Like, oh, wow, I'm really doing this.
Yeah.
That you're really proud.
So I would say there's two I can think of. So my first ever farmer's market, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know how many cakes to make. Like, I definitely, so they're all little individual ones, like I said. So I think I made about 100 of them. It's like, let's see what happens. I have no idea what to expect. I went there and it was super busy. I was smiling the whole time. My mom came with me and I was like, this is so exciting. I was so nervous. People were loving it. Okay. I sold about 75 of them my first time, which is pretty crazy. But I didn't know, like I said, if that was good, if that was bad, whatever. So I think it was the last half an hour of it, the guy next to me was like, wow, you're having a good day, huh? And I was like, what? And he was like, you're doing really good. You know, there's a lot of people buying them. And I was like, am I? I was like, I have no idea. This is my first one. Like, I don't know if this is good, this is bad. And he's like, no, this is amazing. This is your first one. It's like, wow, you're born to do this, huh? Like, I see you talking to people and you're really good at it. I'm like, thank you so much.
I think when people see passion and see what you're passionate about, that always spills into, you know, your business. And I always say, when people like you as a person, they're going to like product. And so that's always, that's what helps me, is people generally do like me, and we talk and they get to know me, and then they get a little insight, you know, of what makes me so excited about writing and books. And so you could tell the way that you speak about your cakes that you have that same, you know, your face lights up when you're talking about that. So that's great.
Yeah.
So I have a question, and you may not know an answer, because I don't think I would know this answer if you asked me this. What do you see in the future for you? Where do you want to take this?
A lot of people ask me that. So I don't know. There's so many different ways I could take it. I have always wanted to have a little storefront, and I don't even mean something like a bunch of them, and it's not even all about the money, like making a lot of money. People always say that. I'm like, no, I just have always loved the idea of having a little shop and just being there every day, meeting new people, becoming a routine for someone. You know, I used to work at a bakery when I was 17, only for like a year, but I was there in the morning. I would get there like 4:30 in the morning to set up, and especially crumb cakes were like a morning ritual for people. And I knew the same people coming in every day, and it was so sweet. So I've always loved that. So I think that would be awesome. And then I also recently did a collaboration with someone, with someone who owns a mobile coffee cart, and she's amazing. So that's really cool. I would love to be able to do collabs with people and do different flavors based on that. I love creating different flavors and experimenting, especially because I'm one of those that can never decide on one thing. So that's why I'm like, I love the little ones, different flavors. You can mix and match. Like, I've never been one to walk into a place and be like, yep, that's what I want. Like, I'm between three different flavors.
Speaking of flavors, tell me about your flavors that you have to offer.
Yeah. So my core six flavors are classic one, marble. I have raspberry, lemon blueberry, salted caramel, and cookies and cream. And then I'm going to do a flavor of the month each month. So right now for April, it is carrot cake.
Ooh, so which one's your favorite?
That's tough. I would say the lemon blueberry, I think, or the salted caramel. And those are the top two, actually, also. So
all right. They're so very do you good. Like sweet or savory then?
I'm a sweet girl. You're all the way.
Yes. I could have answered that. And are you do you do this late at night? Like, everyone has a process, right? So to me, I know what I have to do every day. If you think I'm going to start writing at like 7 p.m., that's never going to happen. I am a morning girl. That's where all my thoughts come. I am a writer in the morning, early afternoon. After that, after about 3, let's not talk about anything.
Yeah.
What are you?
No, I am a night owl.
Okay, so there you go.
I'm the opposite. So waking up for the bakery, that was like terrible. I hated that. And then I switched to the restaurant industry, and I was up till like midnight and got home at like 1 a.m. And I was like, this is perfect. I am definitely a night owl. So I'll put on my headphones and bake. I can bake through the night.
Wow.
So good for you.
Well, I know if I can't sleep, whose door I can knock on
for
a sweet treat.
Definitely.
Well, I am so happy that you spent some time with me and we got to get kind of caught up as adults.
This is amazing. Yes.
And I love that you are part of this platform of women pursuing their dreams, living unapologetically, and authentically. Mm-hmm. And I love that for you. And I hope that not only do you continue to do that, but you inspire others to do the same.
Oh, thank you. I'm so proud of you. Seeing this is amazing. And I'm so grateful that you had me on this.
Aww, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you all so very much for listening. I just want to tell you a couple things. So Maggie's Rise is coming out later this spring. I'm thinking early to mid-June, and that's still spring. So be on the lookout for that. And please, if you're listening, check out my website, donnalynbooks.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You'll get one once a month. Check out the podcasts. Check out the blogs. Check out to see where I'm going to be. I have a bunch of things coming. I'll be in South Carolina. And on June 6th, I'll actually be on Long Island, also at a bookstore. And I will post that as well. So come see me. Keep in touch with me. Check out my material. And definitely go check out my friend Jillian Waldron and her delicious crumb cakes. For now, goodbye and write on, my friends.